Today, for the SIE exam, we will cover government agency securities. These are debt securities issued or guaranteed by federal government agencies or government-sponsored enterprises, and they play a crucial role in the mortgage market. The three key players you must know are the Government National Mortgage Association, or GNMA, the Federal National Mortgage Association, or FNMA, and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, or FHLMC. On the exam, you'll more likely see their nicknames, Ginnie Mae, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. All three were created to provide liquidity and stability to the U.S. housing market by creating a secondary market for mortgages. Lenders can originate mortgages and then sell them to these agencies, freeing up capital to make new loans. This is their core function. A major distinction tested on the exam is the nature of their government backing. Remember this simple phrase. Ginnie is a government girl, so she has the guarantee. Ginnie Mae is a wholly owned government corporation, meaning its securities, called Ginnie Mae pass-through certificates, are backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. This makes them virtually free of credit risk. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, however, are different. They are government-sponsored enterprises, or GSEs, which are now publicly traded companies. While they were created by the government, their securities do not have a direct U.S. government guarantee. They are considered to have an implicit guarantee, making their debt extremely high quality. But the exam requires you to know that only Ginnie Mae carries the explicit backing. Now let's discuss the securities themselves, which are most often mortgage-backed securities, also known as pass-through certificates. The agency buys thousands of individual mortgages, pulls them together, and sells securities representing an interest in that pool to investors. As the homeowners make their monthly mortgage payments, the principal and interest are collected and passed through to the investors. This provides a steady stream of income. However, this structure introduces a unique and heavily tested risk called prepayment risk. This is the risk that homeowners will pay back their mortgages earlier than expected. So, when does this happen? The most common trigger is a decline in interest rates. Imagine you're an investor who bought a Ginnie Mae security paying 5%. Then, a year later, the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates and new mortgages are being issued at 3%. What will millions of homeowners with 5% mortgages do? They will refinance to get that new, lower rate. To do so, they must completely pay off their old mortgage. This flood of early principal payments gets passed through to you, the investor. This might sound good, but it's a significant problem. You now have your entire principal returned to you at a time when you can only reinvest it at the new, lower rate of 3%. Your expected yield is gone, and you're forced into a lower return environment. This is prepayment risk. A good way to remember this is, when rates fall low, the mortgage money starts to flow. Back to you too soon, you know. The exam will test this concept directly. A typical question might state, in a period of declining interest rates, an investor holding a GNMA pass-through certificate is most exposed to which of the following risks? Your answer must be prepayment risk. Don't get trapped by options like credit risk. Remember, Ginnie Mae securities don't have credit risk. Also be aware of the opposite scenario, extension risk. If interest rates rise sharply, homeowners are less likely to move or refinance, extending the life of the mortgage pool. This locks the investor into a lower-yielding security for longer than anticipated while market rates are higher. The exam focuses more on prepayment risk, but knowing both provides a complete picture of how interest rate changes affect these specific securities.